already. All right. Yes, really. Okay. This coming Shabbos, we learn Parshas Pinchas, the last section of which focuses on all of the Karbanos Musaf, mentions all the, first of all, actually, the Korban Tumah is mentioned first, the daily offering, and then the details of the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, and then of the Yom Tov, including Rosh Yom Kippur, and Chalamod, Rosh Chodesh actually is first, next week's Rosh Chodesh. If you roll through the average Sefer Torah and Shul, I think you get the Parshas Pinchas, it's the most frayed or used section, because we always use the Sefer Torah Parshas Pinchas when it's Yom Tov and Chalamod. Anyway, so the Torah tells us regarding the daily offering, that's the first of that section. So we're in the fourth Sefer Bamidbar, and it's a Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Dalet. The Torah tells us about the daily offering, that it's supposed to be brought, just a moment, Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Dalet, Esakeves Echad Tase Baboker. Remember, Esakeves Hashem Tase Ben Arbay. You have to bring one carbon in the morning. It's part of the din is to bring one korban in the morning, and the other part is to bring korban in the afternoon. But it says baboker. Now, what exactly is meant by baboker? So we usually translate baboker as in the morning. And I'll be pashas, it's saying the morning, the first korban, as opposed to the afternoon, which is the other korban. Bein arba means in the afternoon, after the sun begins to move towards the western part of the sky, sometime between then and when it sets. And it's after 12 noon, midday, until it sets. That's called Ben Arbaim. However, as we're going to see, some understand that the word Baboker implies not just morning, but early in the morning. Early in the morning. Now, there's actually, it seems from the Gemara, that there's a distinction between when the Torah says the word Baboker, as opposed to when it says Baboker, Baboker. Sometimes you have a double expression, Baboker, Baboker. So for that, there's a Gemara Yuma, Daf Lamed Gimel. Describes the order of the daily avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. In fact, the passage that some people recite as part of Karbanos in the morning, Abaye Havasada Seyim Arocha, leave with the Gemara. This is the Gemara. Okay? Then the Gemara discusses how do we know what comes before what? The whole order, right? I mean, on Amud Aleph, the Gemara presents just to the order of the you know, the order of the different things that are done every day in the Beis Hamikdash. And just by way of example, Abaye Mesader Maroch Mishmei de Gemara Ba'alibu Da'abashol Maroch Mishmei de Gemara Ba'alibu Da'abashol at the top of the page Maroch Gedola Kodos Maroch Shnia Shokatara It's Maroch Shnia Kodos Kodos Maroch Shnia Shnia Gizveit. Again, those people who say Karban and say that know it. It's from there. It comes from this Gemara. And then the Gemara discusses, well, how do we know what comes first? So towards the bottom of Amud Beis, Gemara says the Ketores comes before the offering of the Ivarin. A few lines before the bottom of the Gimel Beis. This is a Ketores Ivarin. Why? Because just a second. Did I get that? No. It's because of some Ketores Ivarin. The Sanya Yukdam Dover Shnemar Baboker Baboker the Dover Shalom Nemar Bo Ella Boker Echad Bovad. So sometimes it says baboker, baboker. So where Rashi explains, v'dover shelo nemar bo el boker echad, ha-tomid nemar bo tase baboker. That's our pasuk. Right? It just says only one boker. That's the evorim, right? The limbs of the animal. But by the Ketores, they figured out, it's connected, there's a whole way to figure it out, that it's actually baboker, baboker. Okay? What's that? Rashi there in Yuma Lama Gimel Beit. So in that case, the word boker in our pasuk means the morning as opposed to early in the morning. The point being that sometimes it says baboker, sometimes it says baboker, baboker.
What's the difference?
It was early in the morning. Early. Baboker, baboker is really in the morning, the real morning. Now, for example, the pasuk says regarding the lighting of the menorah, Hatovas Haneros actually, the cleaning out of the cups where the oil was put. So in the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, it says in Shmos Parakalamed Pasuk Zayin, when the Torah describes this avodah, it's called Hatovos. Okay, Hatovos Haneros. So Parakalamed Pasuk Zayin says, here it is. V'hikdir alav aron ketores samim. You bring ketores samim. When? Baboker, baboker, behetivo es haneros yakti reno. So with regard to the Torah Sasamim, it says that that's offered at the time of the Heite HaTov HaSaneiros, Baboker, Baboker, Beitivos Nerozakdeno. But the point being that the Hikil of Aaron Ketorah Sasamim, Baboker, Baboker, early in the morning. So therefore, that's how we know, to get back to this Gemara, the Ketorah comes before Evarim. It's by the Ketorah. It says in Parshat Tetzaveh, Baboker, Baboker, early in the morning, double Boker. Whereas the Evarim, the carbon tumah, the limbs, the parts of the animal, the limbs of the animal, put on only one boker, baboker, baboker. So therefore, it would seem that there is no particular requirement to offer the daily offering very early in the morning, just sometime baboker. I mean, there are parameters, but it doesn't have to be early in the morning. However, again, as we'll see in a moment, there are those who learn that the morning offering also had to be preferably early in the morning, even though it doesn't say in our psukim, baboker, baboker. So I saw in the Sefer Pardes Yosef HaChodesh. Pardes Yosef was a Sefer by Yosef Patsanovsky. It was a Gera Chassid, somehow tremendously well-read, tremendous breadth of knowledge. It's sort of like an encyclopedic work, pasuk by pasuk. Drush and Chassidus and Halacha and Tshuvas and all kinds of things in order of Pesukim the Torah. Just whatever came to mind, I guess, that he was thinking of, he wrote it up. So he only wrote it on three Chumashim, Breishis, Shmos, and Yikra. He never finished. Now there's this Rabban B'nai Brak of Dovr Avraham Mandelbaum, a genius in B'nai Brak. I met him a couple of times. I actually spoke to him once this year. He knows everything. And so he decided to finish up on Bamidbar and Zarim. He quotes everything. Okay, quotes of Salvation, quotes us all over. Anyway, so the Pardes of Chodesh, he was wondering why some understanders will see that the means that the carbon Talmud had to be early in the morning when it doesn't appear that way. So he cited a Pasuk. I'm just saying because I wouldn't have known this Pasuk myself. The Pasuk in Yechezkel. Okay, Perek Memvav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, in Sefer Yechezkel. Talks about the daily offering. Becheves ben shnoso tomim tase ola layom l'Hashem baboker baboker tase also. He found the pasuk where it says about now how that works with this gemara in Yuma. I don't know, but he found the pasuk where it says baboker baboker. Just by way of comparison, he know or just to relate it to something, you'll see lahalacha. There is a pasuk with regard to the mun in Parshas Beshalach. And Shmos Perek Tez Zayin. So it says that they had to, originally when Moshe introduces the concept of the mun, so it says in Perek Tez Zayin of Shmos Pasuk Hey, he says, so Vayomer Moshe B'Seif Hashem Lecha, one second, no, Pasuk, where's that Pasuk? Echein Ve'isa Shur Yaviyu. Here it is, yeah, but he says, V'hayabo Mashishi Ve'echein Ve'isa Shur Yaviyu, V'hamisha Lecha Asher Yiktu Yom Yom. Right, they get a double portion, so they had to collect it every day, and then a double portion on Friday. And later on, it says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says Vayilketu Oso Baboker Baboker. Okay, Ish Kefiachol B'Chama Shnei Namon. So they collected the mon very early every day, and I had to do on Friday to collect the double portion. But again, there it says Baboker Baboker. So there's actually a din that we have on that basis. The Shulchan Aruch says in Orachaim Simun Kuf Nun Sif Aleph talked about. Talking about preparation for Shabbos. It says Yashkim Baboker. This is Shofar. Reishnun Sif Aleph. Yashkim Baboker Bayom Hashish Bayom Shishi LaHochin Tzorchei Shabbos. Okay, you should get up early in the morning on Friday to prepare for Shabbos. And then the Shabur in Sifkat Aleph comments over there. Dichsiv V'Hayav Hashish Veichinus Hashem Yaviu. It says the pasuk I just read that on Friday you have to prepare. We go Hachona Dumi Dava. On Friday, have to prepare when you bring the time of the Havah, when you bring them on in. The Havah, someone, hallo, hoi, sola, alta, baboker. I was right away in the morning when they brought them on in. You see, by you could do a baboker, baboker. So, afachano Shabbos, tia miyad baboker. Aina miyad acha kriyashma tfilo. Okay? So, you should begin right after kriyashma tfilo. You should begin preparing for Shabbos. Then he discusses what somebody is learning. And I'm going to go into all the details now. But again, you see that the term baboker, baboker, even halacha, plays a role in terms of doing something early in the morning. Okay, now back to our study. Yeah.
What
When the Torah mentions the avos getting up early to
daven, yeah,
is this one daven?
Yes, but they use the word vayashkein, so we don't need.
Isn't it referring to like Nate, the earliest possible?
Okay, but it doesn't say vayashkein.
What?
No, but if it doesn't say vayashkein, sometimes say baboker. Vayashkein means early. I think so. Now, getting back to our sedra, so here's the thing. In Parshas Pinchas, back in Parshas Pinchas, so that's by the daily offering. By the Shabbos offering, it says the following. Perchof Ches, Pasuk Tes. Uviyom HaShabbos, Shnei Chvosim Eishon Tamim, Shnei Yisam Sos, Mincho V'lo V'ashmin Eskow, Psukim we say in the Davin and Musa, Ola Shabbos V'Shabbat V'Ala Satan Eskow, two Psukim with regards to Shabbos. So there we have the expression, Uviyom HaShabbos, Shabbos day. It doesn't say Boker, it certainly doesn't say Baboker. So it's interesting, the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, the next Amud, in that the Sugya, okay, it takes note of that fact, that it doesn't say Baboker, not only doesn't it say Baboker, it doesn't say Boker at all. Okay, it says Viyom HaShabbos. So the Gemara and Lamed Aleph and Aleph says, Omar Abaye, Istabur Kamand Omar Musafin Kod Muzich and Tzon, Lav Miyam Rabobu, Elahakim Hochanam Biyom Bayom. Okay, Laachar, Laachar. So he says, just like baboker means early, early, so it says a double bayom means late in the day. Okay, later on. I don't want to go into that, what Abai is talking about. That's Lamed Dalin off and you are part of the same sugit. The point being that the word boker means morning, so yom means not the morning, yom means later. It could be the morning, but much later. And therefore, what we were getting at here is that Rashi explained it. Rashi and Lamed Dalin off and you are. Dibra Masu, Biyom. Biyom HaShabbos Yarchenu, Lo Yashom Biyom Mashma Be'or. Itzum Hayom Velo Be'Bokro. Sometime during the day, midday, whatever, later in the day, not in the morning. So what emerges from all this so far is that when it comes to the daily offering, the Torah has the expression Boker, Shabbos has the expression Yom and not Boker. Okay, Yom and not Boker.
There's not delaying a mitzvah factor in
anywhere. Mm-hmm. Interesting point. But what is? And it's always good to do a mitzvah early. Right. It's always. But is there a special requirement? As apparently Boker means there's a. It's more than just Zrizus.
So it doesn't factor.
It'll factor in, but not. We're told here. That's more like preferable. It's icing on a cake and so on. Okay. So anyway, through all of this, with all this in the back of our minds. One other point is a Rashi in Pesachim, and Daf Nun Chesed Aleph Dil Matzri Shmuel Amark. I didn't bring Pesachim, but you know we don't need it. It's again he quotes his Gemara in Yuma as saying that Yom means later on. Okay.
Is it there?
Okay, Shkara. Okay, some good. Okay, now that takes care of that. So with all this in mind, there's a fascinating comment or citation in the Mordechai in Masechet Shabbos. It's Simon Shin Tzadi Ches. Pagination in the most regular editions, it's Ayin Vov and Aleph, the page of the Rif, it's Perikol Kisri. Okay, Shin Tzadi Ches. Look at this. He says, Amashinagwa Olam, this is the time of the Mordechai, this is a widespread meaning in the world, Shekol Yimei HaShavua, Misorin Baboka Lebei Sakneses, Lispala Olimog. People get up very early to go to shul, to learn, and to daven. All week long. U'b'Shabbos, Yesheinim Yosef B'Shachris. B'Shabbos, people sleep later. Saturday, the rabbis slept late. Okay. No, but I think it's true to some extent today. Most shuls have, 6 o'clock minyan, 6:30 minyan. You don't usually have that on Shabbos. People do sleep later on Shabbos. And he says, some people, okay, we'll see. That's what we're talking about today. U'b'Shabbos, Yesheinim Yosef B'Shachris. Zeu time Ashod Over. And here's the reason for this minig that the Mordechai is quoting. Shebechol Yimei HaShavua, the rest of the week, Nemar b'tomid shol shachar baboker baboker. It says by the daily offering, but actually it doesn't say, well, with the pasuk Yecheskel, it says baboker baboker. I don't know if Mordechai is referring to that or not, but whatever. But it says baboker, right, or baboker baboker. Or b'tomid shol shachar, the Shabbos, lo nemar baboker, elo v'yom ha-Shabbos. But by Shabbos, it says v'yom, and therefore, lashon zeh mashma ichur. And that lotion is mashma later than baboker, later in the day.
Removed?
Huh?
Isn't that two removed? Like, it's baboker, and then boker, then yom.
Right, there's yom, yeah, later on. Kedemashu yom, we quote the Gemara yom. The tam zeh shomar rib, Reb Yehuda, be iroma, pi rav haigon. Well, back to Rahagon. So, in any event, the Mordechai here is telling us there is a minig, or there was a minig, okay, and it's still being observed today, that on Shabbos, people daven later. They do during the week, and they have this mocker, this source. Now, it's problematical for a number of reasons. I mean, it's astounding, but again, he quotes it from Rabbi Gaon, so it's not like, you know, it's really an ancient practice.
Is that
oh, very good. So there are a number of problems. First of all, that pasuk is not talking about the Tomet Shel Shachar of Shabbos, it's talking about the Musaf, right, the Musafim, right? So on the bottom of the page in most standard editions of the Shas and the Mordechai, on the bottom of the page in Mordechai, you have Big Day Yeshah. That's from the Shalom. The author of the Shalom, Kodesh Rishai Levi Horowitz, is a commentary on the Mordechai called Big Day Yeshah. So in Oz Tesvav, he asked this question, your question. Right, the pasuk is by what you said in the end of Pinchas, talking about the Musafin. So it's not talking about the Tomet Shel Shachar. What's going on? Musaf. V'nir the Achikamer. Over Tomet Shel Shachar b'Shabbos lo nemar b'boker. So no, there's no reference even to the boker. Not talking about the psukim themselves. You're right, the psukim are talking about Musaf. But he says, Ritzalon d'chsiba al ola sa tomi v'niska v'lo omar al ola sa tomi v'boker. Shmaminar de'ino tzorchis b'boker. It's a funny reading. He says, when it does say, al ola sa tomi v'niska, al means in addition to. Al sometimes on top of, but on top of in the sense of he's doing this in addition to. Like, you know, I'm saying, we say in English also, on top of that, I'm also going to do this. I mean, it doesn't mean physically on top, it means in addition to. So in Hebrew also the word al, like we have in the davening sometimes, al kol divrei shiur, we have to praise Hashem, al kol divrei shiur, is in addition to, on top of all the shiur of David. Anyway, so it's al olas hatamim nisko, but it just says olas hatamim, it doesn't say olas hatamim shal boker. Okay? And therefore, it doesn't have to be in the boker. But, okay, I mean, so far as it doesn't say boker, but that's what he says. What he's probably getting at is that by the other Yom Tov, for example, by Pesach, which is the next thing that I was quoted, then Pesach is mentioned. So it says, Milvad Olas HaBoker Asher Olas HaTamit Tasu Eseila. It does say, right. Milvad Olas HaBoker. By Shabbat, it doesn't say Milvad Olas or Al Olas HaBoker. It says Al Olas HaTomid. So it doesn't mention Boker at all. That's the big the Yeshua is thinking. The Mordechai is driving. There's no reference to Boker. It's only Torah Yom. That's what he says. Then the next piece in Tazayin, he says, "Hanu Koy Shemaske Shom HaTomid Shem HaTomid Shom Hiske Shom Zmano Masayir." Ela Amar Ba'osa Kazi Yom HaShabbos Yavi B'Shnei Kvasim Shu Karbon Musaf Al Olas HaTomid Pirish Luvad Olas HaTomid Shom Boker Shem Yom HaShabbos Kodem Karbon Musaf Ubir Hemshach Divay Sefer Hemka. Im haya ksiv al olas hatomit shal boker, haya mashman etzarach lamad ba boker. Okay? Or if it wouldn't have said eitzel boker, haya ksiv bereisha dekor eitzel kar musaf shum zman, it would have known the zman from that point. But since it writes it like this, he has to figure out it means during the day, later in the day, and not as early as boker. Now, there are limits, doesn't mean you can do it all day long. But again, based on this remez, anyway, he has this point. The Maharal, not the Maharal, the Maharil, okay, in Hilchos Shabbos, there it is, Menorgan. Omar Maharil, yeah.
Is there a question we're seeming to answer now?
Yeah, is there an Inyan to Davka not daven early on Shabbos morning? According to the Mordechai, he's saying the proper, it's not, I mean, not Yotze, but he's saying the minig is to daven a little bit later on Shabbos. Is there such a, you know, ruling? That's the point. Okay, and he has this as a marker. And again, it goes back to Haigon, so it's an early practice. The Maharil writes as follows. This is a quote from Amar Maharil. Palm Achas B'Shabbos Nachamu. This is in Hilchos Shabbos. Again, the standard edition of Maharil, it's Lamed Aleph Aleph. I don't know, you know, there are newer editions. But anyway, it's Lamed Aleph Aleph in this pagination. Amar Maharil, Palm Achas B'Shabbos Nachamu. Simu Hatzibur Tzilasim Isaknesses. The shul finished terem siyam maharam ima bachur bebeso. Okay, apparently the Rosh Hashiva would daven in the talmidim and they finished later. But yahi bevoa tzibur lekala pnei rav, and apparently people from the shul came. Used to be more or less finished at the same time. The people on the back from shul would stop off in the base medrash and say good Shabbos to the rabbi to the Rosh Hashiva. So they would come in and they found they're still davening. Yahi bevoa tzibur lekala pnei rav amra panasim. Hey, look, Mar, my shayom should kokach harach the mitzvah. Why? still the big chazan or something. Why was he davening so late? He said, "Amar la'aseh asher minhagim minog shalachem lahefer." The whole Shabbos mashkim on a temple beis haknesses yosim v'chol. You guys start early, earlier than on a weekday. We on a Shabbos. Ani marich b'shena shachris. I sleep later. Saturday the rabbi slept late. I sleep later on Shabbos. And he said that was his tradition. The rabbi Ritzak Nordhausen, whatever. He's saying goes back to the days of the Beis Hamikdash that they did not bring Tamid Shel Shachar as early on Shabbos as they did it during the week. It was not sleeping late on Shabbos. The raya, the beseder Pinchas, loksiv gabe Shabbos olas haboker, kamo shekasa samacha gabe Pesach, like I said before. The koyaz al kol tumim shel shachar shel sharagon, haniskar misham v'halav v'hanav biyomas mishum the Shabbos loishkimu kol kach. Something like that. So the Maharil actually traced it back to the days of the Beis Hamikdash. There was this practice, and the root seems to be in our parsha over here that they're saying that Kohanim did not bring the Talmud shel shachar as early on Shabbos as it did every other day of the week. So they quote from Maharil.
And the Onik Shabbos is something else?
I'm sleeping late, it's Onik Shabbos.
So it's for 2 weeks.
Well, again, the meaning I think is because of Onik Shabbos. They just find a smach, and well, the Pasuk doesn't exactly say it. They're finding a remnant, some type of source. Now, again, we might not pay as much attention to this interesting Mordechai, you know, and the back of Haigon and earlier, except that this did actually make it into the Shohar. Okay, and our Chaim is in Reish Pei Aleph. Hilchos Shabbos, in Reish Pei Aleph, Ramah. Ramah writes, V'nogim shebeshabbos me'achrin yoser lovo lebeis haknesses mi'b'chol, mishum de'betomet shemos achol nemar baboker, ve'etel Shabbos nemar b'yom ha'Shabbos, demash me'ichur. So there you go, the Ramah actually brings this din. That's the halacha. Again, the halacha, I mean, but he's saying that that's the practice. Ramah says that this is the practice that people follow. The Mogen Avraham, instead of cotton bays, says, Hikshu Achronin, the same kashrut so before. Halo posik zeh beparshas hamusofin ksir, umenolen la'acher tfilas ha-shachar, benidchiku harbeh, but the Mogen Avraham writes, v'ashtemit tzidiva atosu brochas tavchavches, shekosu shamusofan ha-nishchotin im atomin v'niktorim imo. He said, the answer is simple. It's true that it says it by the posik zohar musaf, but when did they bring the musaf? The Musaf immediately followed Talmud Shel Shachar. So if you're going to delay Musaf, so then you delay Talmud Shel Shachar also. In other words, you were right, what you said before, that the Pasuk only talked about Musaf, but Musaf is attached, the Mogen Avraham says, to Talmud Shel Shachar. They're bringing Talmud Shel Shachar right before the Musaf. Okay? And so therefore, and he says, maybe that's not required. Anyway, at the end, he says, you can't hock, you can't see the Musaf over Yom. The mashma ichor, of course, goes Rashi Pesachim. That's what I alluded before. In came sofen b'sheish la'nan matzil musaf achar shachris l'chein mitzul achar shachris kanal. Now the Bach calls of ikar atamish m'shenas is our onik Shabbos. Masmechu akro. That's what he writes. And the Bach says the ikar reason is to be able to sleep on Shabbos, onik Shabbos. But asmechu akro. Okay. And so that's what the Mar Avraham and Shulchan Aruch, they all bring this teaching. What's that? We'll get to it, Mr. Rizzo. Yeah. Now the Panim Yafos is from the author of the Haflah, Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, who was one of the Rebbeim of the Chassam Sofer. So the yeshiva that started the Ksubis, that started the Haflah, the Machnan Kedushin, same author. So the Sefer Chumash called Panim Yafos here in our Pasha Pinchas. You know what Shabbos? It says, Bereish Perak Tomin Nishchat, Bereish Rashi, B'yom Mashmuch, like we said. And he quotes the Ramah that we mentioned, and he quotes it. They raise the question, what if the top Pasuk is by Musaf? Okay, so that's why the Bach said it's not because of the Pasuk, because they're on like Shabbos. But he writes, V'nir Eliashim, Kevan the Tfilas HaMusafim Musafim Shabbos, Kedisa So Perak Bezim Megillah, right, that Tfilas Musaf corresponds to Kav Musaf, the Kevan the Musafim B'Sheish, the Kamalon, he goes like this, the Musaf was brought in the sixth hour, the Kaimalon, the Osir, Lechol, Kodim, Tulas, and the Sofi, as for the Ipur Musaf, the Kaimalon, the Osir, the Sanos, the Shabbos, and everything, and I would fast on Shabbos that late, okay, the past noon, Tzela, the Kossam, I'm going to bring, the Hina, Shei, Shos, Osir, Sanos, Chashim, and Shos, Shekom, Mitoso, that the Isser of not fasting more than 6 hours of Shabbos, not 6 hours a day, but 6 hours after you get up. Okay, so he says, in Cain, who are Tam Atma Shinogim Shabbos, Lisha Alayom, Knesh Yuchu is Palam Sophim Bishesh, but Daimo Yes, Shisha Shos, Misham Shakam Mitaso. Depends where you are and how long the day is. But he's saying basically the practice is that would delay it so they'd be able to not violate the problem of eating. Okay, Nimsa Kotam Echaru, Mishun Nogu, Lisha Alayom, Mishun Tila Sumasof, Machen Macher level of Isaac. Okay, that's the suggestion of the Ponim Yafo. There's an Arikas from the Tzlach. On that sugya in Brochus, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but stock there in the Abchav Chesman Beis in Brochus, the Oscar Tosus, the Shom Bosofen. He says, I'm on earth, a long piece, but he basically says, again, working out when the Musaf was, and the Musaf has to come right after the Shach, after the Talmud Shul Shachar. So they would do it right away. It's basically what we said before, the Tzlach mentioned it as well. Okay. Anyway, this seems to be an interesting practice. And okay, there's nothing wrong with it. Except that it seems to fly absolutely in the face of a Perush Gemara. Okay, this is all very nice. It goes from Haigon, we have Makoros and hints and Psukim, and the fact that they said Mikdash, they offered everything late. All very good. Except the only thing they knew is a Perush Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara in Megillah, Chav Gimel and Aleph, says as follows. Man Tamal Huda Tanya, be Yontif, be Achrin Lavo, or be Marin Lotzeis. On Yontif, people be Achrin Lavo, okay, Rashi explains, be Achrin Yavo, Yontif, be Achrin Lavo, or be Sakneses, should Tzorach Litzorach with Sudas Yontif, Kach Mefurish, with the Sechel Sofer. This is based on the Sechel Sofer. So Yontif, people come to Shul later in the day, later in the morning, because they have to get this, you know, I guess shech the animals, you know, you look in the Sechel Beit, so that people shech the animals, they have fresh meat on Yontif. So Yontif, you're allowed to shech, so they would have to do that. And Ma'achrin, and I'm sorry, Ma'arin Lovo, let's start again, Ma'achrin Lovo, or Ma'arin Lotzis, but they'd get out quickly. Why Mishum Simchas Yontif? I'll go home and enjoy Yontif. That's Yontif. Okay. We don't like Kippurim, Yom Kippur, that's the sugi there. Yom Kippur, Memarin Lovo. Okay, Yom Kippur, they would come quickly. There was nothing keeping them home. No, you're not shechting anything, not preparing food. Okay, and also Yom Kippur, Me'achrin Lotzeis. Right, there's nowhere to go, nothing else to do, so they would stay in shul a long time. Ube Shabbos, here's what's relevant for us. Ube Shabbos, Memarin Lovo. Rashi says, Shekvar Tikna Kom Erev Shabbos. There's nothing to prepare Shabbos more. You can't shech and prepare food. Cook food on Shabbos. Not if you can, but on Shabbos, everyone's done Arab Shabbos. The Yofa Lemar, we also in Likos Shema Kavasikin. And therefore, the proper thing, says Rashi, is to come early, Davin Vasikin. Okay, Shabbos went up. On Yontif, you have no choice. You have to prepare the things to do. You have to cook the food. But on Shabbos, not like that. So says the says Rashi, explaining this Gemara, Shabbos, Memarin Lovo, and also Memarin Lotzeis. But you go out quickly also, Mishum Oneg Shabbos.
You should go earlier than usual.
It doesn't say specifically, but apparently, according to this Gemara in Megillah, so Lemaisa, it says you daven early, the way Rashi said. But it doesn't compare it to during the week, but certainly early. No, just but the way Rashi said Vasika, you can't daven much earlier than that. It says Vasika Rashi, you can't daven earlier.
Earlier than
Vasika means that you daven from Esa at Nates. Right, that's what Sikkim means. Same thing. What Sikkim means, So on the page in the Gemara, very good. Hold, I'll mention now. On the page in the Gemara, you could say that Memarin, you mean just compare it to Yontif, not compare it. Rashi says the Sikkim. The Gemara doesn't say Right. According to Rashi, well, you say he's right, but Rashi says it means Masik, and I understand.
So it's against not every day, Davin.
Okay, but our point is we just spent the first 20 minutes talking about the fact that Shabbos is different for all the reasons we mentioned. Here's this Gemara Megillah seems to be against what we're getting at. Which, okay, I mean, you could say one of two things. I mean, you could say that we don't possibly have this Gemara. I mean, it's possible. We can say that we'll try and resolve it. So let's see. So the Radvaz has a tshuva. Tshuva's Haradvaz. Chelik Beis, Simen Tov, Reish, Yud, Dalad. Chelik Beis and Tshuva's Haradvaz, Simen Tov, Reish, Yud, Dalad. He was asked, Hamashaninsa Kosov Mordechai, Parakol Kisvei, Vizel Shono. Quotes the whole Mordechai, we don't have to read it again. He says from the Rhaigon, the Kashalcha, the Hach Krob, Krob Musav, Hebrew Parshas Pinchas, he has the same Kasha, you know, that we already asked a few times. I'm going to Ram already explained it, Shalom, the Big Day Yesh on the page. And the Mordechai explained it. The person asked the Radvah the same question, okay? And he says, the Kashalcha, the Hach Krob, Krob Musav, Hebrew Parshas Pinchas, the Tom and Shal Shachar, Shal Shabbos, Kolo, Bechal, Yemeshua. It's the morning, which would be the same. So he says, Rabbi says, Tshuva, Gavra Rabba Omar Milsa, Lo Tachichor. Number one, he said, this is a Mordechai in the name of Haigon. And Gavra Rabba said this, we can't just dismiss it and make fun of it like it's wrong. Okay? Bezil Kube Rabu, the Hach Ko Ayri Rekom Musav, Ela Kamam. But on the other hand, the Pasuk is to one Musav. Ela Hach, Ela Kakam, Kamar Zakah. Kavan, the Sinoma Shabbos, Mashal Shon Ichor. Yom means ichor, as opposed to morning. Kedamrina ve'amashri yimol kolam kashalami. Like he quotes a bunch of gemaras where it says the word yom and that means all day, right? It says v'yom hashmini yimol, all day is kashalami. Ochanam eksi b'yom b'yom tavos or kolam kashalav kavur. And then they quote the Rambam and Maaseh Karbanos. It's Mishnah Megillah. Zeh kol dorosh mitzvos yom kashal kol yom dorosh mitzvah kashal kol ayla. Okay, afal pichein zvizim akdim alitzos. Your point is always better to do it earlier, but you can do it all day. The cave of the high, the Ksiva high craw, Ola Shabbos, Vishabato, Al Avasuniska, Arashi, the craw, the Ksiva, Yom Shabbos, Mashma Ikor. Vavikilu Kosov, Ola, Yom Shabbos, Vishabato, Alos. He says, it's as if it says, Ola, it goes back to the two psukkim next to each other, right? So it starts to be Yom Shabbos. So it's as if it says, Ola, Yom Shabbos, Vishabato, which means it's later. Kaida, the Loksiv, Novar, Ola, Saboker. That's what I told you before. Okay? So maybe the right is it doesn't say Ola, Saboker. Right, Bavar Olas Haboker, like I told you before. Now you tell me, V'chitema Gabos, V'shchodesh Loksiv, Elas Hamidus Yaseh, V'shchodesh also doesn't say Boker. Komok, Olas Shabbos, Shismucha, Olas Hachol, I should have said it, and so on. Anyway, he says, V'afal Pisher, Esi Ponim L'tama Minig. So I just gave you a reason what the source of that, what the source of that Minig is, quoted by the Mordechai. L'kayim Diver Rishonim, V'kol Shekein Diver Beno Haigon. I'm trying to justify the Rishonim and our Haigon Shadvar Dibe Kabbalah, meaning, you know, it's an authorized tradition. He quotes it very highly. Lo Tachar Shani Sober Shemini Gelfer. Don't extrapolate from here that I think it's the right minig. I don't. Ela minig bilti hagum. Ela paskins and radvaz. Yashkim Latfila Bishabis Kamo Bishari Yamin. Ma fila viatam du yom mashvichim a kol mokum zvizim akdim and mitzvahs. All these things are very nice, but we should get up early on Shabbos like any other day. Doesn't say it two times. So he has a different thing. He doesn't quote that pasuk Yecheskel. He says, "Hainu echad parshav atatetzava veechad parshav Pinchas." This almost the end of Tetzava. Yeah, the psukim are almost identical to the psukim here in Pinchas. Esakevet, it's almost the same thing. The only thing is there, it says Esakevet echad. Here and it says Vayachad. The reasons are through. It's a lot of time. But we look. They're basically the same. That's the thing of the two. And we have the other. But in any event, the advisor is saying, you know, he justifies of Haigon, he justifies that Mordechai, but he said, doesn't think it's right. He doesn't say because they're more forgiven. But the point is, I'm just pointing out, so you have to, just because this is the practice of Haigon, it doesn't mean that that's what everybody has to follow. And I saw in the Sefer Machzik Brochov, that's from the Chidor, on that Simon Shohar, Reish Pe'alot, it's Rekotten Beis, he quotes this from Ramon Nogin and so on. And then he writes, "After Yesh Liyasha Divra Mordechai Minig Bilti Hargaru Elatol V'Yasha LaHashkim." He quotes this Radvaz Halacha LaMaisa. And then never mind all this stuff. You should get up early on Shabbos too, like any other day of the week. And there's no one to sleep later.
Okay. Bring down those.
What? Ram doesn't bring the whole thing. The tour here in Arachaim and Reish, I'm going to bring him in the same one for Reish Pahal also says Yashkim. The tour also says Yashkim. Could be, now, that's the. I'm saying even without Kabbalah. I mean, also could be. Okay. The Arka Shulchan in Sif Aleph of this Simon Reish Pei Aleph is bothered by this Ramo as well. He writes as follows. He brings up the Gemara Megillah. Garcina Megillah, B'Shabbos Maran Lavo, etc. Shiratik, etc. Shiratik, no Kol Erev Shabbos. Don't have to cook anything. Yofel Amar Biyosanli Kol Shmak Masik Go to Rashi Amar Lassim Yom Shabbos. He quotes his Masechah Sof from his Parag Yud Ches Halacha Dalad. the Shabbos b'marin lovo k'delikos k'rishma k'lasikim. So there it says it in the Masechta Sofim, as like not just Rashi. Lachin latzay is because yishmu perish al shal aseder. Klomar parsha shal sedu. Lofi ze, what do you need? Pshita? Of Shara? So, yeah. So then he says, well, lofi ze, according to this Gemara and Megillah, Yesh l'hispale al Rebbein HaRamol. It's astounding. I mean, okay, Rebbein HaHai going out of practice with the Ramol quotes on Halacha, though. I mean, it's against the Gemara. Yesh l'hispale Rebbein HaRamol. Shekosim b'sizir v'nog v'shas ma'achin yoseh l'avol v'etez b'chol. V'shun z'v'sham shechol k'si b'boker. V'yitzo Shabbos, nema v'yom ha-Shabbos, ma'ashma ichor. Zeo k'neged ha-Gemara. Nama sech ha-sofren. So the Or HaShulchan brings up that there's an absolute spirit. I mean, it's a, you know, Okay, that's true.
That people that
some people have that practice.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily.
I know, but if he's saying it, it looks like he's endorsing it, why would he quote it? He doesn't say it's a minute close. I mean, you know, if he quotes it, it means he's, at the least, whether he's endorsing it, at least a legitimate minute.
Yeah.
I'll look right now again the words. I'm not sure he says, let's see what he says here. Lindsay, he just said, yeah, this is the Nogin Shabbat Shabbat. It sounds like it's more than just, let's say, a handful of people. I mean, that's in general a question. Ramor is recreational. Does he mean, you know, a minig b'medinos elu? I mean, he lived in Krakow, so, I mean, there wasn't so much communication necessarily. That's a further question. What do you mean? But anyway, then now he says, but the Aruch HaShulchan writes, again, it's in Reish Palace, Yesh li spale. It's astonishing. So he says, I don't know what you're referring to. I just remembered. There's a Maharshtra. I don't know if it's up here, Kabbalah. It has to do with the planets. Which planet? Yeah, there is something. I once spoke about it a long time ago. There's a Chazal knew about our planet. Whatever. And each planet governs a different time of the day. And there was something about them. I just looked it up. There's a Marsha. And time is something different. Maybe that's what you're referring to.
So we're talking about that. One of the 10 things that Ramon told does, I don't know if it's right around, huh? Well, he doesn't talk about. He's one of the things that Dominic early in childhood. He doesn't have
to speak. So I think that would, that's a, yeah, I think that it, because you want to dominate at a certain time, or it has to do with every planet government. I forgot already. There is such a thing. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the Marshall. Let's call him the Marshall. There's no, we call him, I don't remember. I just remember that. So there is such a possibility. There's something to do with the planet and the cycle. Okay, anyway, we're getting back to Aruch HaShulchan. Let's not talk about that. Aruch HaShulchan writes against the Gemara. V'ulai, sirle, what you said. The zesh she'omer memar and level ain't no al keneged gmeachol, the low hiskeber gmeachol, who's gmeachol gmeachol. Maybe that Gemara means as compared to Yontif, you go later on Shabbos, not as compared to weekday. Again, but the problem with that is that Rashi said to Din Vasikin. Okay, but the Aruch HaShulchan gives that teret. Okay, you can take it, leave it. Okay, he says, "V'ha'ad v'chiv v'ashavas who remes be'alma, the musafin chiv, the shum chiv alav." So there, Masha smuchin is elazeh. Like we said before, even though it's a musaf pal shach, mukum musaf pal shachers, the ikar tam yishum v'shavas yishenim yosin osachol. Okay, v'chein hu mokar dim morchai per kolkisra and so on. It's a shabbos, shenim v'shavas tanim. Right, that's what Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, shenim v'shavas tanim. Anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan answers it that way. The problem is, doesn't quite work with the Rashi, who said that it's a Vasikin, which means it's the same as on a weekday. Just want to point out that Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Aleph here in Reish Pei Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "The Azor Lekayim on us." I'm sorry. When we call Malkum Tzichin Zor Shalol Lavor Zman Kriyishma, twice a day and late on Shabbos, you want to be Choshesh for this or high going, and you know, but not so late that you missed the Zmanim. I mean, that goes out saying. He says, "Tzrichim lizor sholavu zman kriyasha." Well, but Rashi Asher Meshagam b'Shabbos mitzvah lemaila kofichah kavasekin. Okay, quotes the Mishnah Berurah. You call out Reish Pal.
No, was it in Uvei?
Again?
Was it in Uvei?
Oh, the Rashi.
Oh,
Rashi. Yeah, of course, the Rashi. So he says, but even if you don't want to follow that, it's a theory, so we try to work out the sutyas, but even if you want to say, okay, we're going to, and by the way, you look in the later poskins again, as I mentioned, the Torah says you should get up early. And the Kitzchon says not. You know, so whatever you want to follow. But the Mishnah Berurah says, but there's no excuse to, to miss my Kriya Shema and say, well, I'm all right.
You say it by Yom Kippur.
Yeah, it's and the assumption is you weren't missing the Zman HaTefillah. Okay, just finish up. In the Sefer Itim, Rabbi Rishon, Rabbi Yehuda al-Bartzaloni. So in the Sefer Itim, by Hilchus Shabbos, Hilchus Brachos, Orich Shabbos, Him Kuf, Stamach Chaz. Tana Bona quotes this Gemara. Megillah Chav Kim, V'yom Tov, Ma'achrin, Lava, Ma'arin, Lotzeis, B'Shabbos, Ma'arin, Lava, Ma'arin, Lotzeis, Yom Kippur, Ma'arin, Lava, Ma'achrin, Lotzeis, Tomar, B'yom Tov, he says a different reason. It all has to do with how long the sedra is. Let's remember, the laning on Shabbos is the longest. Right? He says, then Yantav is short laning, only five aliyahs, usually shorter. Okay? So therefore, Yantav, you can come later to shul because the laning is not as long. Shabbos, you know, you can get out too late, you know, especially you have a double sedra. Okay, next week, Lapis Masa is a bomb, right? So it's a long laning. So he says, has to do with covered and so on. He mentioned the idea of the laning. That's in Siman Kuf Samachet. A little bit later, in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalad, he says, "V'nogu hashto nami ba'asim b'shavuos ha'antos shemashkim in Yisrael." He says, "But now the minig is to get up early on Shabbos also." Okay, but he says, people get up. The niftin and only they go to the bathroom, they wash their hands. V'vachal al tizayim v'ashiyotah al parshas on Parsha Tomlin said all that stuff. Umashim kol echad echad veis on Parsha Zman Sibur. People learn Shlaim Mikra echad Targum. People get up early, but the davening's later. You know what I'm saying? That's interesting. They get up early, okay, but the davening. Then Racharka cholchin about they can see us and so on. And that's a many dimensions here, and maybe that will resolve some of the theories. It could be get up early. We don't run to shul necessarily early. People. I know. According to that view,
maybe
you'll die. That's the
Machor. In Megillah, pretty explicit that you were going
to the base. What was the Lashon of the Gemara? Well, the Lashon of the Gemara was, it just says, B'Shabbos, Memar and Lovo. Yeah, it's true. They're right.
They came
to learn Shul, though. That's just like
came
to learn. Yeah, they came. I'm going to say, yeah, they came to learn Shul. Yeah, they learned the Shul, but they didn't. Maybe you daven later. Yeah, maybe you daven later, but you learn for a while.
Yeah, but doesn't the Mordechai
Gufa
say the
Lashon
of sleeping?
Yeah, yeah. The Mordechai, for that won't work. You know. But I just want to mention, it's like, you know, there's a story once when the Chaim Soloveitchik was a young man, so he was in the yeshiva college, and the Tziv is older, the Tziv was Rosh Yeshiva. The story is that one, I think the first night of Sukkah, something like that, they were learning late at night or something, and the Tziv was a big master. And they ended with a kash, whatever, they went to bed. So then, I guess Rav Chaim slept with some of the bach, he wasn't married, I guess, in the story, he was sleeping with Bacham. And so he knocked at the door, and said, the Tziv wants to see you. So he runs out, he runs to the Tziv. And the Tziv said, I figured out the teretz to the kash. So Chaim said, one second, let me say Birchas HaTorah first. And the Tziv was taken aback. He said, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, you're being groomed for the next day. So at 4 o'clock, you haven't yet said Birchas HaTorah. So the Tziv said, you know, what's going on? And he couldn't imagine he hadn't yet said Birchas HaTorah. But anyway, it's like there's a reverse story that they wrote in the dormitory. The first story, the Rav's apartment was in the Morgan Center Morgan dormitory, the first floor. So the story is that one night the guys in the college were being rowdy, there was a lot of noise, and 2 o'clock in the morning, by the Rav came out of the apartment and he started yelling. He goes, "What's the matter, you guys? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Don't you understand there are people in this building are trying to learn?" Anyway, but getting back to this, so it could be that the idea was not necessarily to get up to daven. In fact, and I'll finish in the Tana de Beil Yo, Perek Aleph, he quotes as follows. He quotes the Minig. He says, "Mikan Amru, Yashkim Adam." The Yishne b'Shabbos, okay, you'd get up early to learn on Shabbos. Yelech lebeis haknes, lebeis hamedrish. The Yikur b'Torah, the Yishne b'Neviim, okay. So everything, and then after davening, everything else, so, and then you go home and eat and so on. But the essence of Shabbos should include the learning in the morning. So I'm saying it's true, won't fit in with exactly with the Mordechai, but maybe that was the practice. People got up early on Shabbos, you know, but they Shabbos had time to learn. And we do find other Gemaras, really, where Talabatim didn't have time during the week to learn. They just didn't have time. People work all day. That was the only learning was on Shabbos. The only essence of it.
The paper is different. It's called the quote, Kol Yeshivat Hagdolim. He says that when they were exiled from Francis Charles, all of them complained that they didn't have time to learn. On Shabbos, they would wake, they would go to sleep later and wake up earlier to learn extra. We have to stop to make my Kriyas Shema enough.
This is in the Shuvas Hagonim. So it's interesting. I think that Sefer Eitan also is quoted from the Shuvas. Very good. So that justifies the practice. So they would get up early in the morning to go learn. Today, we have other Gemaras that talk, even before the Gemaras that talk about the fact that Balabatim could learn during the week. The Shabbos was the one day that they were able to learn. So anyway, it's just an interesting point. I think that the majority of shuls around here, anyway, Taka, don't usually have. I mean, I guess people are makhled Dav Masikin should be makhled. You asked me to paskin. If you're makhled Dav Masikin, then you should Dav Masikin Shabbos also. You know, but if a person goes, generally speaking, to the 6:30 minion, you know, because they're still at work, and Shabbos, you can go to a later minion. And there seems to be an inion a little bit to enjoy sleeping on Shabbos. Okay, Shabbos. Okay, Shabbos.